Here are five things you need to know about the Dallas Cowboys. We won't bore you with the Ezekiel Elliott accolades you've already heard.
Touchdown, Zeke Elliott!
We will bore you with the fact he can also block.
He's a big bone man. I figured I thought he wasn't a solid person. He's had a heck of a year. I've been impressed.
The Cowboys had three offensive linemen voted to the Pro Bowl, all as starters. Elite, however, does not mean invincible.
They're football players just like the rest of us. They got to put their hand on the ground and they got to play too.
Pressure, hit, now sack.
So what did their Pro Bowlers, you know, good job to them. But that ain't going to have nothing to do with the game come Sunday.
Tight end Jason Witten runs about 10 yards, turns around, and then catches a pass. The NFL has not figured out a way to stop that intricate maneuver in 14 seasons. Is that the Jason Witten you see?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He's very crafty. You can see he's a vet, so he knows how to, you know, create separation from, you know, underneath coverage, over top coverage, all them type things.
You've probably never heard of David Irving, but he is a potential headache.
Standing and looking and standing and standing and hitting sack. It's David Irving.
He leads the Cowboys in both pressures and forced fumbles.
You watch the tape, he shows up all over the place. He's had a really strong last half of the season. He's definitely someone we're going to have to, you know, take into account and make sure we know where he is at all times.
Yards per game, the Cowboy defense is number one against the run and 26th versus the pass. Oddly enough, yours truly thinks their secondary, when healthy, is better than their front seven, and it is healthy.
Intercepted by Byron Jones.
And they got some vets in there with a little change-up of, you know, some younger guys. 31 is a real good player. Obviously, a lot of respect for Carr. He's been doing a lot of good things in this league as well. Real good group of guys.